Well, we tended to get marched around the areas where there wasn't many people watching. I mean, I do remember one year being marched out to Rushcutters Bay Park, and I mean, there was nobody out there, but that's the way the police directed us because they changed the route on. But yes, in 1978, of course, we were marching down George Street, and yes, there were a few shoppers, but I mean, it was very, I mean, people had started shopping out in the suburbs, so you didn't have many people in there. So it wasn't as fun as it could have been, or, you know, got the notice or the media coverage that we want. I mean, and we certainly did try to attract all the media by giving them, you know, information beforehand, but they just didn't come.
I think the march was to start at 11 o'clock, and I think we got there about a quarter to 11, and there was hardly anybody there. And I thought, oh my God, you know, who's going to be in this march? Because, like, I was expecting there'd be a lot of people, and there seemed to me that there weren't many people. And there were certainly people that were kind of sitting around on the sidelines, just waiting to see what might happen. And I think, you know, when there was a nucleus of people that actually stood up and identified themselves as being in the march, then more people started to join. But there were a lot of people that were there. But I think there was that feeling of uneasiness. Would we march? Wouldn't we march? I remember the couple of the guys that I was with in leather. And as soon as there were some women there, and as soon as the women saw the guys in leather, they came over and said, "We're not going to march if there's anybody in leather."
Why?
Well, I think it's important to understand that back in those days, there was a lot of separateness, much more so than today. And I think we were at a stage of our history where different groups of people needed to be separate. And lesbians were very much more separated from gay men than they are today. And the same with people that were dabbling in leather or getting into the leather scene, that was very much a fringe activity. And I think a lot of women believed that something about the whole ideology of leather was the antithesis of what they were trying to do in the women's movement. And so there was this almost confrontation between some women and some leather men. And this was like 10 to 11, and it was a daytime march, a daytime rally. And feeling that the Saturday morning crowd in George Street on either side of the street, knowing that those people were not necessarily friendly, that they could either be neutral or at worst they could be very hostile. So that feeling that we were a very small group of people that were marching down to Martin Place with banners saying that we were homosexual, there was that feeling that at any moment something could happen. People could call out, they did call out, or at worst, there might have been violence from people that that were just standing by and seeing a march about homosexuality.